1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, our temperature's at 17 degrees right now.
That will be right around where our high will be for the day, but we'll see plenty of sunshine.
Well, be glad you don't have Packer tickets for Green Bay this morning. It was 24 below in Titletown, shattering the old record of 10 below zero for this date in 1943 and 1950 as the winter drags on. National Weather Service said the minus 24 for Green Bay, the ninth coldest temperature ever recorded, second coldest ever for the month of March. Got even colder in northern Wisconsin, the coldest reading at Land O'Lakes, minus 32 actual temperature. Madison got down to a relatively balmy minus 8 this morning, and that tied the city's record low for the date set 130 years ago. Meanwhile, in the eastern part of the United States, up to 9 inches of snow expected to fall on the nation's capital. So they're not dealing with the cold as much as they are dealing with the snow. Steve Taylor is in Washington.
This part of Washington is deserted. Few pedestrians, few cars. U.S. government offices are closed, so are most schools. The city's subway system is operating, we're told, but buses generally are not running in D.C. and in the Virginia and Maryland suburbs.
There are states of emergency in effect today in New Jersey, Virginia, Delaware, Mississippi, and Tennessee.
Back to Wisconsin, the state Senate will be taking up the governor's tax cut plan when it convenes in Madison tomorrow. State Senator Joel Ipom of Sheboygan on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning said he expects it to be approved.
Most properties across the state, or average properties across the state, will see their property taxes go down by about $100 in 2014. And then the average family that earns an income in this state will keep about $600 of their income.
Lipom said the withholding tables have already been changed and wage earners will see the additional money beginning next month.
But what that will mean is that on your monthly income check, your paycheck, you'll keep about $60 more of your income every month.
The European Union now trying to figure out how to handle the Russian occupation of the Ukraine, and likely it's going to be a tough road for the Union.
The US has been threatening sanctions, but many European countries are talking about mediation instead.
We find the behavior of Russia in the last week unacceptable, and that we call upon Russia to find a diplomatic solution of the problem.
The Dutch foreign minister speaking at a meeting in Brussels with his counterparts from around the European Union. They're trying to come up with a joint statement which could threaten economic measures, but all 28 EU members would have to agree, which is far from guaranteed. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
The city of Sheboygan is expected to turn over operation of the 2014 softball program to a new organization when the city council meets tonight. Aldermen will take up a resolution to enter into a one-year contract with the Midlake Softball Organization to oversee the program for the summer. The city softball program was operated for years by the Sheboygan Softball Association. That was until last month when the city terminated its agreement for breach of contract by the organization. City officials cited several reasons, including improper management, failure to contribute money towards improving softball facilities at Wildwood Park, and failure to control revenues and expenses. The council meets tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall.
Assembly Republicans planning to meet tomorrow to consider removing Bill Kramer as their majority leader. Kramer's office confirmed the Waukesha representative checked into a treatment facility over the weekend. They didn't say why. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting Kramer's accused of sexually harassing two women last week in Washington, D.C. while fundraising for fellow legislators. Kramer became majority leader last September.
Wisconsin's parole commission has cut the number of people being released early by at least half. The Wisconsin State Journal reports approved parole requests dropped from 13% in 2010 to 6% last year. A member of the Prison Ministry Project says the recent actions of the commission go against the intent of judges that handed down sentences with probable parole. Governor Scott Walker's office denies the governor having given any directive to commission members who are appointed by the governor on how to handle parole requests.
Well, as schools across Wisconsin phase in the federal Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, some unintended consequences are popping up. The act's intended to have kids eat more fruits and vegetables when they have school meals. A food service company that serves the Manitowoc District says this requirement has resulted in more kids bringing their own lunch since meal prices have increased, and those who do take school meals are throwing more healthy foods away. A school official adds the requirements have also resulted in the ending of a Valentine's Day funding drive where heart-shaped suckers were sold.
Lake Michigan is once again very close to being completely iced over. As of this morning, NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory has the ice coverage of the lake at 89.8% thanks to the latest frigid weather. That amount of the lake frozen over is now higher than it was in mid-February. It's been a cold winter for the Great Lakes. They've had the most ice across the entire Great Lakes in 20 years.
And speaking of the ice, thousands of people still making the trip to Wisconsin's Apostle Islands to see the majestic ice caves. National Park Service said almost 78,000 people have visited the frozen sea caves between Bayfield and Cornucopia from January 15th through the end of February. That's almost 10 times as many visitors as in 2009, the last time people could make the necessary two-mile trek on the Lake Superior shore from Myers Beach. But that, of course, was before social media, which has brought worldwide attention to those ice caves. How about that forecast, Rusty?
We'll see mostly sunny skies, but a cold day, highs in the teens tonight. A little bit of snow, maybe an inch of accumulation, but lows staying above zero. And tomorrow, snow showers in the morning, then becoming cloudy, high near 20.
Currently, we are at 16 degrees, a little bit of a wind chill now, but we're right about where our high should be as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL.